We're now tuned in to recording live again on radiodr.co.zn.
Better than me, come on, hey. Level of a sick ass, by show, by swing, by ting, by pen, by booze. Bad influence, but baby, you used to it. Known each other for a minute, but baby, you still do it to me. Miss Independent, you know that I won't trap you, grab you, throw you on that king size, smash you. Very flexible, baby, is you doing yoga? Come, you come, I come, you come, then the sun will roll on. Very low key, I don't care about the rumors. A comfort is cheap, but I don't wanna cause you trauma. I just wanna be more reliable and honest. My bet, come on, I'm lying, I'm a dog. I'm just trying to turn you on, put you on and break you off. Take you home, M and I, F and G, where you from, huh?
All I wanna do is chill with you all day. With the bass out, beach, catching waves all day. Music all day, turn it up all the way. With the bass out, beach, catching waves all day. All I wanna do is chill with you all day. With the bass out, beach, catching waves all day. Music all day, turn it up all the way.
Reporting live again, it's your boy MJ. How am I? Ooh. Radio DR. And I've got my beautiful, lovely host, who also is the winner of the Sugar Rise Again competition thingy. Because she's like one of the very first people who had it. Like, oh my gosh, you have a game so dope. And then now she won like this hamper, like a t-shirt and thing. I'm going to post that like soon. Anyway, Kremen Mam. Ooh, super special guest, Homa. Shout out to your girl, DJ Zeta.
What's up, guys? It's Zeta. I don't know if you want to know the program, but yeah, Zeta, right? Formal.
No, but like, you know, I always see you like on Instagram posting with DJ sets and stuff. And
yeah. We try.
Looking like you're having the time of your life.
I always do.
Woo!
No.
Turn up. Double no. So slay on with your outfit.
We gotta.
Oh my god. There's this one outfit. That's what Tengelua means. The red one.
With the racing stripes thing.
Yeah, ngagui le area le.
Yep.
Le awo le area le.
Ngagui dangerous.
No my humps. I'm not hump. But I'm like, no, this girl, wow, she's owning it, hey. I was having a conversation with Rob on third floor one time, and he was like, hey, bro, you can never underestimate the importance of like image and especially when you're like performing and stuff. And I feel like. Like, bro, you're like, you're outdoing these girls, bro. Like, you take this shit serious. You swag out for like a gig.
I mean, damn, I got a swag. I got to get to it. Hey, I saw Zeta. How was she looking? She was looking good.
She was looking like, damn. Wait, where's the next event?
I can't wait for the next outfit.
Oh, I'm not reporting. Laughing again. It's your boy Che. We're getting loose in the smoker studio. Radio DR. Shout out to Silo, my player, my partner, my loved one. Silo, fang abuya phone. I'm asking. But yeah, Zeta, please let the people on planet Earth know. Let the listeners know. Let the people tuning in know. Who is Zeta? What's going on?
Okay, so basically, Zeta is Zipongangoma, like I said. It's a girl who basically fell in love with music at the tender age of 4.
And she remembers that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some memories that you can never like delete from yourself. There's those sentimental ones, and music has always been there. My mom was a singer. She was like a soloist for her school. She was winning them awards and shit. So I felt like, damn.
Shout out to mommy.
Yeah, shout out moms. Mangobo. See you.
Hey, mom.
So yeah, I fell in love with music at a young age. When I was 12, I wrote my first song. And it was like about friendship. Now is the time to sleep. Okay, so the chorus is like, oh, how I love you. Oh, how I need you. Oh, how I miss you. Love you, need you. But I'll always know, no. Friendship will always be there. So it's like,
I'm a sample of that. Segway go Miami. Segway go Miami. Segway go Miami. That's dope. That's actually so dope. How am I?
At 12.
Singing feature. That's calling Gomez Opuma Nomingo Les Bill. And featuring DJ. But I still want to work with you. I remember that song you sent me. Because you sent me that song. You're like, no, I'm going to feature. But I'm like, ah, but some little little.
That's what everybody said. No, shout out to Supreme 5 for like letting me do my thing.
That, nigga, but when are you
do my thing?
I can't see this beat. I'm going to fuck. I ain't gonna do it.
No, it wasn't about that.
It's so dope.
It was more about telling the story, you know.
Mina jemangeni phasaki ngiqala manje. But we're going to send you a care package, my name. We're going to send you a little Radio DR care package. Some snacks, some weed, some pictures, some biscuits, some CDs, some Luz Evangelos. Relax. Yeah, continue.
Yeah. So, like, at the senior prom, I wrote that song around about grade 7. Like, leaving your friends. It was more about that. I'm glad that at that age, I could understand it was okay. I'm going through something. I'm feeling some type of way about leaving primary and entering high school, because people would always tell us, high school is tough, because when you in primary and in grade 7, you know, okay, you're the seniors, you're a prefect, you this and that, you know. So I knew that at that point I was leaving something and
important
and joining something new.
Such a large part of your life span.
You know? Yeah, so it was more about that. And that year I also won the talent show in primary. So it was more like, okay.
You were in your zone.
Yeah. Before I even found my zone.
You were lit, like, nigga, I'm in primary. I'm that, shitting on these bitches.
First of all, in primary I used to get bullied.
Oh,
I used to get bullied.
Bullies do exist.
Because like I wasn't like slender. I was kind of chubby. Nobody's gonna see those pictures ever, so don't even ask. I was kind of chubby.
We're not molesters. We don't want to see chubby kids for no reason.
So like I used to get bullied a lot, and the thing was hard is that the people I called my friends were the ones that were like bullying me the most. You know. So that was hard.
You gonna find them.
Nah.
You gonna find them, niggas.
I don't need to find them. I'm living my best life.
Mahalo at my killers. One by one. You're like, nigga, my girl let me know you ain't make her feel good 10 years ago, nigga. We ain't forget that shit, nigga. Ever.
It's more than 10 years
ago. More than 10 years ago, nigga. You hear me? We found you. Me.
So, yeah. So like at the senior prom, you know, they ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up, blah, blah, blah. Kids are saying, I want to be a policeman, I want to be an astronaut, I want to be a scientist, I want to be a doctor. I was like, I want to be a singer. You know, it wasn't much at that point, but it was like, you know, music has always been there. Mm. I grew up doing this. It's not like something I learned. Mm. It's something that is in me, is within me. So it's something worth thinking about. So yeah, high school, I tried out the school choir. Mm. It was hard because it was choral music, you know, my notes.
Yeah.
So it was so hard for me because it was like, oh damn, I thought we were just gonna sing gospel like most schools, but damn, this school is like, no, it's nya shower lana. First of all, from a school in Samandi, I sing, I go back to sing, oh shower. Sing, I sing from this pipe, ha, no, this is, I'm out
it
of
gets
here.
Real in the hood. Gets real in the hood. Gets real in the hood.
I like it. I'm a 2000. Corporal punishment is like art now.
Corporal punishment is the bomb.
It made us.
Put them in hand shower. Hey.
Hey,
my mama used to say, hey, man, hey, why ain't panic?
You mean I feel like I'm going to go to the shower? And I think that's why I'm like, don't do that, Ban. Do not.
Well, baby, I'm a very like self-disciplined person, you know. Mm. Yeah, so they definitely told me self-discipline is another form of loving yourself, you know. Because you ask what's good for you, what ain't right for you, yeah. What situation yabo is going towards your process, what situation really ain't, you know, you ain't supposed to be missing.
Yeah. So yeah, high school, then I changed schools and ngafunda ngasekhaya.
Oh, good job.
That was nice because it was like, okay.
Local.
Yeah, grade 8, so it was a boarding school. Grade 9, then got local. It was so fun. Like, I was like, yo, let's go.
Come on, get figured.
Yeah, you have February. March 6th, go to raping. I was like,
Aibo! Whoa!
Aibo! Aibo! Sikisho, I'm a class in it. All the sun are so shy. And police vans came. And the funny part is, like, the police were like, Nibate. So
yeah.
Shit got crazy. Because some children were pregnant, like ingane zothisha. I won't name and shame the school, but yeah. Then again, grade 10, switched up and went to another school, went back to boarding school.
Baboy, you let us hang egg.
Good rough, lang a pan.
Okay.
That's a meat and Kosiama. Some shove a peck, like
that's a meat, such as full egg.
Yeah, so okay. Boarding school, Nakona footy. I wasn't that active. I've never been a sports person. I've never been like a.
But like, you have a very, like, when I look at you, I'm like, man, you have a very active physique. As a human being, Jay, you look like you work out. No, I mean it in a good way. I mean it in just like a good, wholesome PG-13 way of which I wish my other sisters would aspire to take care of their bodies and like, Jay, not even in a bad way. I'm just saying, Jay, in real life.
Okay.
Shout out to all the women working out. Summertime, summer body.
Summer.
We're gonna do a Radio DR Christmas special. Some Benjamin's about this little bum on my plate.
Get me, man. I'm in friends. I'll buy my plate. I'll be whipping it up because. Swindele. So, yeah, I wasn't really a sports person. Like, I didn't do anything sports related. Funny enough, all of my friends played netball. I was like, y'all getting hurt and shit. Like, pugile mbethu, for what?
Oh, come on. Netball isn't that vicious, is it?
It was in high school. It was really competitive. Like, wapu, kongarama wapu.
Tiffany had revenge on your land. You're like, this bitch ain't gonna do this shit. I'm watching her. This motherfucker.
So I joined the school choir, I think grade 11 or matric. I'm not sure, because I didn't want to leave the school and I didn't do anything. Like, I have no legacy. They have to remember me for something. So, yeah. And luckily enough, that school had like a studio, so that's where I recorded my first ever song.
Damn, which school is that? I'm send
Adams
my,
College
my
of Education.
There. When I have my daughter, whoever's
Arise
listening.
Arise and Shine, shout out to Adams College. You know, you made me
where's
the
Adams
musician
College?
That I am. It's a Mazintot.
Mazintot.
Bumbulu, kahle kahle.
Girls and boys or just girls?
Girls and boys.
And Ufapio, my nephew, he gonna go there.
school? Do they have
it's a great school. Like,
do they have a gym?
There's tennis courts, there's basketball courts, there's like a field, there's sports, like rugby, everything. So when we can tell our music also, so yeah. Recorded my first song there, and
wow, that's so
it was
dope.
Like a school mixtape. So it is. I was like, wow.
That sounds dope. Wow. Like, wow.
It was.
I wish I would have, like, I'm jealous now. Like, I wish I would have experienced that. Wow. I'm
gonna
like,
time machine.
I'm gonna send my dad an email. Like, nigga, change him. Put him in another motherfucker. Change his shit. Put him in another school, nigga. Adams College, nigga.
Adams College of Education.
He gonna turn up.
Yeah, that school is like a really historical school because the likes of Robert Mugabe went to that school.
Hey, boy, hey, boy.
It was an educational center before.
And then it turned into a school.
Because Zane Dlamini Zuma went to that school.
Wow.
A lot of like.
And you went to that school. DJ Zeta went to that school.
Yeah,
y'all.
DJ Zeta went to that school. Shout out
but
to
like, Zeta. But like, as like. But like as your we're gonna get to this name, but like as your what's your singing name? I know DJ Zeta, but like
it's Zeta.
Oh, Zeta.
It's Zeta.
Why can't it just be like Zeta? And Zeta DJs and Zeta sings and DJ, like, you know, like Muzi is a DJ, he's a producer and now he's an artist. But it's one show, it doesn't say like DJ, it's like one thing. Have you ever tried like that woman's a DJ? Like you usually DJ for like what, 30 minutes, 1 hour?
An hour. 2 hours, 3 hours.
Can you imagine more DJ for 2 hours? DJ, and you just sneak in your beats and you literally go on stage and you start singing.
What I've been thinking about that for next year because, like, I'm gonna launch a second EP.
What if you do that at Roots Up?
No, I think it's too soon.
Why not? Ask for a mic.
Oh, damn.
Dope.
Okay.
Push over, right? Because it would
be
dope.
It's
yeah. Right? I could like shower for it. That's good. That's like God. He's like, yeah. It's uncomfortable, né? Like, it's something
it's
new.
It's so uncomfortable.
But can you imagine if you pull it off?
But
they'll
like
be talking about you December, okay?
Okay, damn.
Talk to Ryan, bro. He's
pretty
down.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan is my friend. He's like a close friend. So.
He's pretty down, bro.
I might hit him up with something like that to hear what he says.
Ryan, you're saying he's over. He's fucking nuts. Who's over,
experimental, bro. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Zam.
It's not even though Zama, you can check out Muzi does that, like literally does that. A DJ. Literally, like it's not even like anything. It would just be dope to see a girl do that.
Yeah.
And literally a girl who's like DJing.
And I even stopped producing. I used to produce. Giggle at your music, my guys.
But if you're gonna play them that song where Ula Kona Lam cheat, just do it hard. Ula li pasa kupel. They're gonna lose them. Shit.
Okay.
And then
come to first
like,
Thursday to find out.
And then they're gonna be like, yo. But no, this episode is gonna come out like next week. But like they need to like, yo, when you hear this episode, she would have done it. When you hear this episode, she would have done this shit.
Hopefully.
No. Hopefully. There's literally no external thing that you need.
Just me.
That's what's in. This is what I suggest. This is what's gonna happen. We predicting shit.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't appreciate it. I'm not gonna chase it. But
yeah.
Like hypothetically speaking, if you were to talk to Nani, be like, Nani, Lalet, this is what I'm gonna do right now, bro. Like 15 minutes into my sets, I'm just gonna go on stage and start singing. And we'll figure it out. We'll make sure nothing goes wrong. Like, oh God, I'm just gonna start singing. And you can do like one song or two songs. Or maybe like you do that one song and you go back and you mix into another motherfucker.
Okay, I'm doing it. I'm definitely doing it.
That would be legendary.
Ryan is the only person that can hold me back right now, so I'm definitely
going to ask him. I'm gonna call my bestie, call him. 20 killers. Like, who's this man? What? But sis, that would be so dope. But like, let's talk about like, you know, when you released your first project, because I remember you told me that you posted it on Audio Mag and you're like, yo, please do it, but don't judge me, it's my first project. Like,
yeah, it was like my first effort because I was recording it.
Did you do that at school?
Yeah, no, college, because I went to creative arts, studied music production and DJing. So Yeah, I recorded it for 2 years actually, because I released it in Pumile at college. I just kept rewriting, re-recording. I was just not happy, because you know when it's your first, like, anything,
and you want it to be dope.
You want it to be like, when you look back, you don't want it to be like, ah,
like, oh, man,
but damn.
Sucks.
Like what AKA says, we could say, we can only judge him for his previous shit. No, I don't want to be judged for any of it, period. I just want it to be like, he's dope. Been dope from day one. Yeah, so.
Like Snoop Dogg. Like Snoop Dogg's dopest album was his first album.
Exactly.
You want to be that kind of artist, yeah.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing. He's had dope albums after that, but I mean,
but
the first one, radical guy.
Yeah.
He was like, oh my gosh, this guy's here.
He went crazy.
Yeah. Like a lot of dope artists say that though, but even like with Hova, Reasonable Doubty, and Kendrick, and some people are like, no, but I love the old Kendrick. But like, dude, old Kendrick is like overly dedicated and ban. They're like, no, I'm talking about like Section 80. I'm like, dude, Section 80, it's like his 10th project, bro. What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? Like, what the hell? Yeah, well,
yeah.
You really want to have a first project that's like proud of.
Yeah.
Something you can be proud of looking
exactly.
back.
And I think it is, as much as it was so hard to record and I was so exhausted at some point, I was like, nah, maybe I should just quit this, you know? And focus on a DJing, because I'm getting attention for that. Like, radio stations are approaching me. People are talking to me just because I'm a DJ, you know? So, yeah, I kind of neglected music for a while. Because it was like, is it even worth it at this point? But, yeah, we released and, yeah. I don't know that many people. I got, like, 1,000-something streams. That's like, oh! Mama made it, you know.
Yes,
that's why mama made it. I don't know 1,000 people, but my music reached 1,000 people. That's huge for me, you know. So it means that I did something worthwhile.
You proud of it?
Yep, I'm very proud of it. And the people that helped me. Shout out to Umangoba Mtungwa, my second year lecturer. Shout out to Tato, my third year lecturer. Shout out to Ubonga, my first year lecturer. Like, those people really made me believe in myself, because I hadn't found myself at that moment. I was studying music because I wanted to be knowledgeable about music, about the industry I'm interested in going into. So they really like made me realize how great I am, and like helped me be more
confident.
Yeah, I found my confidence in college, because at some point I was like, yo, I'm dope. That's just that. You're gonna have to love me or hate me. Either way, I'm dope.
I'ma sample that shit too. What you just said, I'ma put that in that same song I'ma sample earlier. I'ma do.
Jay's out here fighting my shit, guys. Samro. Samro
featuring Kojingo Miami. Girl to Woman.
Because I had morphed into from a girl into a woman. Because first year I turned 18. That's like 18. Like, oh, okay, you can drink, you can do this, you can do that, you can go to the club. You can. I was going to the club when I was underage. I'm being honest. I was studying DJing, so we were doing practicals. I had to go into the club and play a set. Because that's what I'm doing. Yeah. Galoga age. That's just me being honest.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They ain't gonna find you. Don't worry.
Say him, Dala Maj.
You're a big girl now. Yes. Lovely. From girl to woman.
Yeah, girl to woman. Like morphing from a girl into a woman. Talking about different things. Being not afraid to talk about love, heartbreak, being a woman. Because the last song is titled Woman. And it appeals to.
I love breakup songs. That's just
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
like,
you can relate. Everybody.
The breakup songs are the best. Kind of the breakup song there. Yeah, the flame. No, I under G. Don't text me. I got a new man. You have that there?
No.
Oh yeah, see. mina ngi break up king kuyimanje nje ngiphezulu kwe ngi break up kadlala
umuntu sasazwa ke podcast ho sesidukene njalo mjay angitshela ngangani why ungashoko
ngamsendela email you can see the signs that's another go ahead. Hey, reporting live again on Radio TR. It's your boy, Umtree. I got your girl, Zita, DJ Zita. We out here getting up. Shout out to Pringles. Shout out to Boko Meshanti. Shout out to Sugar Rice again. Zita. A lot of people, like grown people, bruh. Like grown people are telling me, Jay, that game is insane. Lapho mina made that 2000 points living my best life and say oh ngaba character
ngiyaphila ngibathisa ngenhliziyo emhlungu leya game
what's the white deal
kai deal is I'm being right down
I made her download it again for like this address I'm doing there and she downloaded it again and like
ngaba no 13 diamonds kuphela ngaba jaka ngizothenga kanjani character
she's been playing it for like 10 minutes and she only has like 2 diamonds.
Better come with his PFS. I don't know where.
Shout out to your girl Zita holding it down on Radio DR reporting live. Again, Umtree, your host with the most. Because as I know what's going on, what's this year been like? Because I see you doing things with Roots Up and stuff. How did that happen? Like, what's up with that?
Okay, so this year has been a roller coaster. I spent the first half of the year at a job that I wasn't even happy about. Trying to sort my life together, you know? Trying to adult in a way that would make my parents happy. Because music, yeah, you get those gigs in gay weekend, Monday to Friday, Wednesday. So I tried that, it didn't work out. Then like I was like, nah, I need to go back full force.
Yeah.
Did a couple of radio interviews like from the bed, DJ Soul Cool actually hooked me up with The Roots Up and Ryan and The Charlatan, basically. The Charlatan, so yeah. And it's been great working with them. I've never, like, in all of these years, I've been DJing for 5 years now. From 2014 to 2019 now, so. I've never seen people that are so professional when it comes to you as an artist, as a brand. They treat you with the respect that you expect, but when you get it, it's like, wow. Really? Is this me?
Yeah.
Is this like what I deserve? It is what I deserve.
Like,
but like, damn, the way they're going about it, it's like, wow. Okay, because like, they also put me on the Diesel store. I went to play Gateway. That was huge for me. That was like,
woo, profile pic.
Wow. My name is in front of the store.
Even your profile picture,
profile picture of me is when I played at the Armani Exchange store.
Armani.
Yes.
Armani.
In Gateway. They came to the Diesel events and saw me. Like the managers came. I didn't even know the managers came and saw me. Like I was in my zone. Like I was wilding as usual. Yes. And they were like so interested and they hooked me up like, we definitely having you at our store. We're doing a VIP thingy for our, you know, loyalty members and stuff and our clientele. Like you should pull through and like make it a vibe. And it was like, wow.
It was lit.
Damn. Am I really doing this? We out here.
That's so dope, man.
It is. And I'm very thankful that I have people around me that want to see me win, like So Cool. She's the person that's been plugging me on Ikakasi. She's the person that introduced me to Roots Up and Ryan and all of those people. And she doesn't owe me anything, you know what I mean? It's a dog-eat-dog world out here. Yes, we are both female DJs in different like levels of the game. And for her to like kind of want to see me shine proves to me that like she's a good human being outside of this industry, outside of the game. She's human, you know, umuntu. Umuntu no ubuntu, ubuntu abusekho. Buyindlala. It's rare. that you find omunumuntu agina funa ukubona uphumelela. They're usually the ones that are trying to put you down, trying to make you feel bad for pursuing what you're pursuing or doing what you're doing, trying to make you feel bad for being yourself, basically. So it's really refreshing to me, and I really appreciate it for her to like look out for me in that way.
No, it's cool, bro.
She's so cool.
We gonna sample that. We gonna use that Tina, featuring again.
She's so cool. No pun intended, but she's so cool.
Reporting live again, it's a boy with your girl Z.
Shout out to Nana, shout out to DJ So Cool, out here doing the things, big booty thug. Kill him.
Oh my gosh. Oh my. Let's let them know where they can like holler at you, bro. Like Insta and Facebook, and like where can we find you?
Okay. Insta and Twitter, it's Zeda_SA. That's ZEDAH_SA. Facebook, I have a page also, it's Zeda. And personally, you know Zilangom. You can hit me up. You can also send me your songs on like my email, which is djzeda@gmail.com. I'm always looking for new music to play on my sets, to play for mixes. So yeah, hit me up. I need Jade.
That's your slogan. Hit me up. I need Jade. We should quote that shit.
Copyright that. DJ Z to hit me up, Angie.
Angie Chen, please.
I'm going to highlight you on LinkedIn.
Yes, I'm also on LinkedIn.
Only I'm going to highlight you on...
Nazi Pankama, DJ Zira.
Yo, I'm going to highlight you on Pinterest.
I'm also on Pinterest. Tumblr, anywhere, everywhere.
Yes, that's good. That's
SoundCloud,
the right...
go follow the girl. I haven't posted anything yet, but... big things are coming. Like, there's a lot of music. There's a lot of things coming up.
There's a post on the But yeah, guys, thank you for tuning in. It's your boy MJ Homer reporting live again.
You are now tuned in to reporting live again on radiodr.co.zn. Blunt better than me. Come on, hey. Level of a secas, my show. By swing, by ting, by pen, by boost. Bad influence, but baby, you used to it. Known each other for a minute, but baby, you still do it to me. Miss Independent, you know that I won't trap you, grab you. Throw you on that king size, smash you. Very flexible, baby, is you doing yoga? Come, you come, I come, you come. Then the sun will roll, very low key. I don't care about the rumors. I come from the street, but I don't wanna cause you trauma. I just wanna be more reliable and honest. I bet, come on, I'm lying, I'm a dog. I'm just trying to turn you on, put you on and break you off. Take you home, M and I, F and G, where you from, huh?
All I wanna do is chill with you all day. With the bass out, bitch, catching waves all day. Music all day, turn it up all the way. With the bass out, bitch, catching waves all day. All I wanna do is chill with you. All day, with the bass out, beach, catching waves all day. Music all day, turn it up all the way. With the
South Beach, catching waves all day. Music all day, turn it up all the way. With the bass, South Beach, catching waves all day.
All I wanna do is chill with you all day. With the bass, South Beach, catching waves all day. Music all day, turn it up all the way. With the bass, South Beach, catching waves all day.